Offside. Protestna lokomotiva puha s polno paro. V nedeljo so v skoraj 100 grških mestih potekali protesti, združeni pod sloganom Nimam kisika. Demonstranti so od vlade zahtevali pojasnila zaradi razkritja novih informacij glede železniške nesreče v občini Tempi pri Larisi, do katere je prišlo pred 2 letoma. V protesti so potekali tudi v 13 mestih po Evropi. V trčenju potniškega in tovornega vlaka, ki sta na liniji med Atenami in Solunom vozila v nasprotni smeri po istem tiru, je umrlo 57 ljudi. Prejšnji teden je v javnost prišel zvočni posnetek, na katerem ljudje na vlaku iščejo pomoč, potem ko je eden izmed študentov po trku poklical na telefonsko številko za nujne primere. Iz posnetka je razvidno, da je 30 potnikov umrlo zaradi zadušitve in opeklin, saj se je po eksploziji vnel požar, ne pa neposredno zaradi trčenja. Največ protestnikov se je zbralo v Atenah, kjer je pred parlamentom demonstriralo okoli 30 tisoč ljudi, v Solunu okoli 16 tisoč. Protesta se je udeležil tudi novinar Toni Rigopoulos, ki pojasni, zakaj je prišlo do demonstracij.
Over the weekend, on Sunday actually, there were thousands of people in all of the Greek cities, even in small islands of Greece. And as far as I know, many Greeks who live abroad also gathered in central squares across Europe and the States and Australia, asking for justice about what happened 2 years ago in Tempe, in the train crash in Tempe. It's been 2 years since then, and something did spark this sudden anger again, and the fact it's that some media actually published an audio file that that you could hear the people who were in the train crash right after the train crashed, still alive, talking to each other and telling each other that they are suffocating and that they are burning due to a fire that was that happened right after the train crash. So the problem until now was that the Greek public always had this feeling that something is being covered up. And the government has always been saying that the reason of the 57 deaths in that train crash is the actual crash. Meanwhile, most of the Greek people believed that there's more than that, that there was an explosion due to some very high flammable substances that were being transferred unlawfully with that train. So right now, after this audio file has been published, everyone started believing that there's really a cover-up over this issue of the flammable substances that were being transferred, and that's why so many people came out in the streets. The very interesting issue is that it's been maybe decades since we have seen such a huge number of people gathering for any specific reason in the center of Athens.
Protestniki so pred parlamentom v grški prestolnici z rdečo barvo zapisali imena vseh žrtev in vzklikali morilci in nimam kisika. Policija se je nad demonstrante, ki so v policiste metali kamne in bakle, spravila solzivcem in šok granatami. Več o poteku protesta v Atenah, Rigopoulos.
Most of the protests in Greece are start off peacefully, and then at some point the police and some of the people that are in the demonstration come into a disagreement, and then there's the huge backlash from the police attacking the whole area of the demonstration. So that's partly what happened on Sunday too. I was in the demonstration. It was really I usually, when I go to a demonstration, especially as a journalist, I just try to go around and see what the people are like, speak to some of them, see what their intentions are and how their feelings are. If they're very, you know, if they're very aggressive or if they're coming in a more peaceful way. This time it was the amount of people was so much that you could not really go around the whole area of the demonstration. So that's kind of interesting. So what happened was that at some part of this demonstration there was some kind of interaction between demonstrators and the police, but the police decided to just send everyone away. Most of the violence actually happened in an area that was completely peaceful at that time, and that's also where one of the photographers, photo reporters, was actually hit by the police.
Demonstranti oblasti obtožujejo prikrivanje dokazov o preiskavi železniške nesreče. Strokovnjaki, ki so sodelovali z družinami umrlih, so domnevali, da je tovorni vlak morda prenašal vnetljive snovi, ki niso bile zapisane v poročilu o tovoru. Po poročanju grškega časnika Katimirini so preiskovalci in britanski digitalni forenziki od 15 trdih diskov, iz katerih je možno pridobiti posnetke železniških postaj, posnetke pridobili zgolj od 12. Odgovorni podjetja Hellenic Railways Organization niso predložili posnetkov z nakladalne postaje tovornega vlaka, a zgolj posnetke z postaj, na katerih je ustavil potniški vlak. Po poročanju časnika obnovitev starih posnetkov ni verjetna. Rigopoulos pove, da preiskovalci po uvodnih preiskavah niso mogli zbirati dokazov, saj so pristojni kraj nesreče čez 2 dni zasuli.
The government is basically being accused by the opposition and by many of the Greek people about trying to cover up what happened in Tempe. The reason is that 2 days after the crash, the whole area of the crash, the whole site, was covered up with cement, practically. So all of the investigations that would come later weren't able to collect, evidence and parts of the trains and to go to the actual site of the crash. So that's the other thing. That's why the people are going out in the streets. They're basically there's the fear that the government's trying to hide something about what happened there.
Dan po nesreči je odstopil minister za promet Kostas Karamanlis, ki je prevzel odgovornost za dolgoletne napake grških oblasti na področju prometa. Predsednik vlade Kyriakos Mitsotakis je krivdo za nesrečo pripisal človeški malomarnosti in nezastarelemu železniškemu omrežju. Maja leta 2023 so v Grčiji potekale parlamentarne volitve, na katerih je Mitsotakisova stranka Nova demokracija osvojila skoraj 40% glasov, a nobena stranka ni mogla oblikovati vlade, zato je Mitsotakis sklical predčasne volitve. Junija je Nova demokracija prejela večjo podporo, opozicijska Siriza manj. Sogovornik pove, da vlada po njihovem mnenju ne nosi politične odgovornosti za nesrečo.
The Minister of Transportation did resign a couple of days after the crash. But 2 months after the crash, we had a new general election in Greece. It was almost already set to happen. That person also went into the election. He wasn't taken out of the lists of the governing party. He was elected, and he's now again a member of the parliament. So the parliament actually went into investigations to see if there are any political faults in this whole issue. And they started checking the ministers of transportation for the last decade or so, even maybe even more. So also at the same time, there has been an investigation by the European prosecutor about this. And they have all seen that there is one agreement that had happened between Greece and the train company, which belongs to, it's an Italian company that owns the trains in Greece. That has not been implemented. Greece had paid money for it, but they had not implemented it. And the problem is that if they had implemented that treaty, that agreement, and that system that they had agreed upon, then we would probably not have this crash. So basically what the government is saying is that since the Minister of Transportation did resign at the moment of the crash. And since the prime minister said, we are sorry about what happened, then there are no political there's no political issue to be talked about right now.
Marca lani je vlada prestala glasovanje o nezaupnici, ki jo je sprožila opozicija. Nezaupnico je opozicija vložila, saj je grški tednik To Vima razkril, da je bil zvočni posnetek med dvema zaposlenima na grških železnicah zmanipuliran, da bi kot razlog za nesrečo okrivili človeško malomarnost. Glasovanje komentira Rigopoulos.
The current government has been re-elected 2 months after the train crash and got a huge support by the people. They got 41%, which was one of the biggest supports that any government has gotten. So, of course, when they had the security in the parliament that any move by the opposition would be practically answered back by their own members of the parliament. So the votes of confidence usually just happen to create some discourse, some conversation, but it's practically unable to take down a government. That's the problem with the vote of confidence.
Sogovornik pove, da se je retorika vladajoče konzervativne vlade po množičnih protestih spremenila. Napade na protestnike je zamenjala podpora za žalujoče, češ da so vsi na isti strani.
Greek government and especially some of their ministers until now were going out on TV and in parliament with a very self-righteous way, saying that we have been judged after the Tempi crash by the Greek people. We got 41%. There's nothing to talk about there. Let's get over this bad incident. Let's go to the next things that were going to happen in Greece that was going so well economically and things like that. So they've been trying to dismiss the whole story. And they've even started attacking verbally the mothers and the fathers of people that were killed in train crash, because most of the killed people were students. So they attack their parents, saying that they they're trying to get more attention, they're trying to get political careers for themselves, things like that. That was the accusations. But what they didn't expect was that on Sunday we would have so many thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people out on the streets. So suddenly, since Sunday, the whole attitude of the government has changed completely. It's really impressive to see it. So even their faces when they come on TV have changed. They say that this huge demonstration was a positive demonstration because we as the government are on the same side, asking for justice, asking for to see what happened and see who is responsible for what happened. And they're trying to, you know, to switch the whole conversation in their own way, in some way that would be better for them. I'm sure that they have been put in a very difficult position. Tonight, the prime minister is going to go on a live TV interview about this issue, especially about this issue. And generally, they are trying to swing the whole conversation around. There's also a very interesting thing is that on Sunday during the demonstrations, the Greek public TV, which is under the prime minister's office, tried to shut down the whole story. They had it in like the ninth place of their news bulletin, and they have been also accused and been criticized very intensely about that.
Vodja Evropskega javnega tožilstva Laura Kövesi je kot razlog za nesrečo navedla neimplementacijo pogodbe med Evropsko komisijo in Grčijo iz leta 2014, znano kot pogodba 717. V okviru pogodbe bi morala grška vlada poskrbeti za rekonstrukcijo in posodobitev signalizacije, a je preiskava Evropskega javnega tožilstva odkrila nepravilno izvajanje pogodbe. Decembra 2023 je Evropsko javno tožilstvo vložilo obtožnico zoper 23 osumljencev, med drugim 18 javnih uslužbencev, zaradi kaznivih dejanj povezanih z izvrševanjem pogodb za ponovno vzpostavitev sistemov daljinskega upravljanja in signalizacije v grškem železniškem omrežju. Tožilstvo je 14 javnih uslužbencev hčerinske družbe grške železniške organizacije, znane kot Ergose, obtožilo goljufanja subvencijami in 4 javne uslužbence obtožilo poneverbe sredstev. V pismu, naslovljenem na grške oblasti, je evropska tožilka Poppi Papandreou dva nekdanja ministra za infrastrukturo obtožila nepravilnega ravnanja. Poleg Karamanlisa, ki je po nesreči odstopil, tudi Hristosa Spircisa, ki je bil prometni minister v času, ko je bil predsednik vlade Alexis Tsipras iz vrst Sirize. V pismu je Papandreou od grške vlade zahtevala preiskavo, saj lahko po grški zakonodaji ministre preiskuje zgolj parlament. Več Rigopoulos.
There is this law that says that when someone is being, when a minister is being investigated about something that has to do with their job as ministers, then they can only be investigated by the parliament. So the, for the parliament to start an investigation, they need to have the support of the ruling party every time the ruling party. So usually what happens is that the ruling party, which is also the party that the minister usually belongs to, manage to somehow protect their own minister, their own fellow politician from being sent to the normal judges, because that's what happens. The parliament can say that, okay, we see that this minister has some faulty business, or something has been doing some things wrong, so we can release him from the parliamentary protection and send him to the judges, to the normal civil judges. But usually that's not that what happens. Usually they are being protected. It's one of the issues that have been very, very frustrating for the Greek public as well, because the many of the demonstrations also put that into account.
Sogovornik pove, da signalizacija na večjem delu železniškega omrežja po nesreči še vedno poteka ročno.
No, they have not changed really anything. They have installed a system of controlling the trains from far away and seeing what's been going wrong. Supposedly that system was ready to be implemented right before the crash, and the prime minister was set to go and visit that installation of that system a couple of days after the crash. Of course, that was not that never happened because of the crash back then. So they have implemented some systems, but still there is a part of the Greek railway system that practically works completely manually. And since the Tempe incident, we have had some close calls in the railway until now. So we have, even in the center of Athens, where there's a small suburban train, we had the one incident that the two trains were going on the same lane without each one knowing that they were going to the opposite direction. But of course, that didn't end up in a crash, because the drivers actually found out before they saw each other on the line.
Grške oblasti se še naprej sprenevedajo in za zastareli železniški sistem ter nepravilno izvajanje pogodb nočejo sprejeti niti politične odgovornosti. Protestni vlak pa, po vsej verjetnosti, še ni zavil na končno postajo. Grškemu železniškemu sistemu se je posvetil Tim.